Good morning. Welcome to day 6 of December and day 6 of Podmas. I don't know if I really have the right to be welcoming you to a calendar month of the year, but I've done it. So hey ho. I'm back in my kitchen. I'm pretty laid low at the moment, so apologies for the lateness of all the Podmas episodes recently. I'm really struggling with sinusitis, which is just a really terrible infection to have. Anyway, I've had it a few times before, so I sort of know what to expect, but it really is shit. But this time round, I'm dealing with illness whilst having to look after another human, which I find really difficult. I don't understand why I have to do it. It's very difficult. I don't know how single parents cope because, bloody hell, at least I have someone who will get up in the morning with her or can kind of take over. But never mind, I'm going to stop whinging now. Today's episode. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry for the noise. I'm in the kitchen and I'm making cup of tea. Well, not really tea, kind of a turmeric lemon tincture, which is mildly revolting but seems to be helping clear my sinuses a little bit. Yes, what was I going to say to you? Who knows? Right, so today's prompt. Thank you to everybody who has been taking part so far. I've absolutely loved seeing all of your stories on Instagram and IGTVs and lives, and it's just been so much fun getting to know the community, I guess, because that's what it's all about, isn't it? And I've had a few questions from people who want to kind of dip in and out, and that is totally, totally fine. You can dip in and out at will. Do whatever you want. And you don't even have to ask me. Do you remember that Take That song? Do what you like. No need to ask me. So, yes, please, if you want to jump in for day 6 only, if there's a couple of prompts that you want to jump in on and there's some that you don't like the idea of, do what you want. There's no rules and it's totally cool to do whatever you want. So today's prompt, today what I want to talk about is why I podcast. I'm not sure why I sang that. It just, the mood took me. So why I pod, why I podcast, why I started a podcast and why I keep going with it. So initially, I started the podcast a couple of years ago. I don't even know. I just had one of those. Have you ever had one of those like real urges to add your voice to something? For some people, it's starting a YouTube channel or I don't know, joining a hashtag project on Instagram or yeah. So it was just really an urge, I guess, an itch that I had to scratch. I just really loved listening to podcasts, and at the time, I was listening to a lot of business podcasts and really getting a lot of helpful advice from them. And yeah, it just felt really right to be doing the same thing. I'd felt really quite bored of blogging for a long time, and also, I think it's probably more than just bored, lost. I felt really lost. I didn't know how I was making a difference, and I hadn't found my voice, and I certainly hadn't found my niche, so I didn't really understand who I was creating content for and why. But there was something about the podcasting sphere that felt really right to me. And I think probably to a certain extent, when I started, the only other person, UK person, who had a podcast that I knew of, because they're certainly, I wasn't the first, or even in the first tranche, but that I knew of, in my kind of sphere of influence. No, that's not the right word. Zone of genius? No. In my echo chamber, I guess, was Jen Carrington, and that was it. And when I was starting my podcast, Sarah Tasker started hers, like a couple of months before me, and then there really wasn't very many. It felt like within my echo chamber there was just the three of us, UK wise. And I had been listening to things like Being Boss. I listened to Jess Lively, and now I found loads of UK podcasters. Kate O'Sullivan, who formerly A Playful Day, she's had a podcast for absolutely years. But it was kind of outside of my echo chamber, and it really was a very, very narrow echo chamber, I have to tell you. I sort of felt like, oh, it'd be so nice to be one of the first. And actually, thinking about it as well, in the travel blogging sphere, which is really where I sat, there was nobody. So Twins at Travel started a travel podcast, I don't know, a year after mine, 6 months after mine, something like that. But it's so different because they're talking about travel mostly. Really, that was it. So there's always that kind of urge to want to be in a space where you can grow and there's no blueprint. I think that's what I was drawn to. I just wanted to do something different. And that kind of leads me quite nicely onto where I am with the podcast right now, because over 3 series, almost 100 episodes, probably over 100 episodes if you include Podmas last year, I am definitely at a stage where I'm not satisfied with it and I want to change it. It's not representative of where I am right now. I'm not where my business is going is away from courses and away from helping bloggers, and it's more helping people kind of green their business or grow their small independent business. I hadn't actually planned to talk about this, so I won't go into it in too much detail, but basically the long and the short of it is that I want to change things. I want to talk about being ethically conscious and what that means for me and for other people, and I want to learn through the podcast as well. I don't know nearly enough about the things that I talk about, so I want to speak to people in different, way out of my echo chamber and comfort zone. And I want to explore the activist side, I suppose, of my personality a lot more. Because at the core of what I do, I suppose, is that there is an activism element to it. Because I do want to spread the word. So I don't know what it's going to look like yet. I've got some ideas, and I'll probably be working with my amazing virtual assistant Sarah Stars, who is just, I just couldn't function without her, basically. And planning something for next year. In the meantime, I'm definitely going to be taking a big break, because one of the things that nobody tells you about podcasting is that it is exhausting, totally exhausting. It costs a lot of money. It can cost nothing, but I think as you grow more into your podcast and want to make it better and want to get more upgrade your equipment and etc. etc. It can really start to take a lot of time, because let me tell you, when it comes to podcasting, people are really comfortable telling you that the free content that you're producing isn't good enough. They won't just scroll on by and say, I'm going to listen to something else. They will tell you, and they'll sometimes leave a review, which is really nice. But if people like it, they tend not to leave a review, myself included. I'm not sure why. I think it's because Apple Podcasts is so much of a faff. Anyway, so I definitely just want to... Yeah, I just want to make it better and grow and make it more representative of me, I think. I think that's the most important thing for me at the moment. So watch this space. And, I think what I was saying was I want to take a big break next year. I definitely do. It's time for a nice big long break to enjoy my family. And I sound like a celebrity saying they're going to step down from something. Yeah, I didn't really mean to sound so totally pompous. yeah, I just want a bit of time to work out where I want to go with the podcast. Because I do want to carry on with it. I know it's helped lots of people and there are lots of people who really enjoy it. Like, it's crazy. It's actually crazy. I was looking at the stats for the past few months. And this season, there's been, like, 60,000 downloads. Which is kind of mad to me. I don't know who all these people are, where they are. So many of them don't talk to me that it's really easy to think they don't really exist. But, yeah. Yeah, I guess watch this space. Thank you so much for taking part in podcast, if you have, or just for listening, because that's kind of taking part as well. I will see you tomorrow for another episode.